Hi everyone, and welcome to week two of the course. It's been a great term, great beginning of the term so far. I did want to apologize for some of the confusion regarding the readings for this week and for the future weeks. I know some of you had trouble accessing them. Other people seem to not have trouble accessing them. I honestly don't know what the problem was, other than it may have to do with either a Moodle upgrade or when we moved the course content over from last year's version of the course. It almost looks like something went a little kerflooey. So, as what happens sometimes with technology, we all have to be patient and use good humor and give each other a little bit of time to kind of adjust to how things are going to work and give ourselves time to fix things when they don't work the way we'd planned. So thanks to everybody for pointing out where there were some challenges and where there were some issues. I think I've fixed everything for the entire course. But of course, if you notice other things that aren't quite right, feel free to let me know. One thing, if you happen to be looking way down into weeks 12 and 13 in the course, there are a couple of readings that for some reason I can't find on my my computer to add the PDFs to the course e-class site. So I will have to find those later. I may have to just recopy them. And I will do that well before week 12. So don't worry about those, but going forward in the next few weeks coming up, you should be all set. The other thing to keep in mind is in the list of readings that were on a Google Doc that you have access to, there are several readings that you have to look up in the databases through the University of Alberta Libraries. So make sure you have done that. The readings that I am posting on eClass are simply chapters of books usually that are not available as ebooks. So there are different places and different ways that you are going to be accessing the readings, and it is my expectation that you are finding all of those readings and not just relying on the readings that I am supplying you with. Similarly, the two textbooks that are available as ebooks are available through the U of A library. So if for some reason the links don't work, they should now, I fixed them all, but if for some reason they don't, you just need to you just need to search for the title of the textbook in the U of A library catalog and find the ebook version. And then simply on the left-hand side, there is a place that you can click on the link for individual chapters, and you can read the chapters for the particular week. So again, I've tried to make things as easy as possible, but sometimes if eClass is not being cooperative, you may have to take on the responsibility of searching out those things yourself as well. So we'll work together and we'll keep figuring these things out. I know it is frustrating. It isn't exactly the way I had envisioned starting the term. I really want everything to go as smoothly as possible, but you know, sometimes these things happen and that's just the way it is. We'll get through it and hopefully things will be much more smooth going forward. Speaking of going forward, this week, week two, is set aside as a work week for this course. There is no discussion for this week, no formal discussion. I've set it up so that you have time to read for week three, and also maybe use this time to start working on your first assignment. So week three, next week, you do have an activity or a discussion that you will be posting by next Thursday. So this week, in week two, you can do your reading, you can get your initial post organized, you can kind of work ahead so that you aren't feeling quite as overwhelmed. I would, as I said, also make use of this off week to spend some time thinking about your first assignment. It's not due until the end of the month, which gives you about 3 weeks before it is due. But we all know that those 3 weeks will go by fast, and I know you've probably got other things to work on as well for 501. So make use of the time that you have for this week and start getting a handle on that first assignment. A few of you have asked about the group project, and I'm glad to hear that you're starting to think about that group project. I would urge you to hold off on really getting started on that group project, though. Maybe just wait a little bit longer before you get started in earnest, because I think maybe you need a little bit more time to learn a little bit more about reference and kind of get a handle on some of the background before you get really into that group project. You'll have time after the first assignment is due to work on it. What else can I tell you? Looking ahead, I would say in this week, if you've got some other free time, take a look at what's coming up in weeks 4, 5, and 6 so that you can kind of start making a plan for how you're going to organize your time and schedule your time. And otherwise, take advantage of this kind of off week. One thing, just so that you have the background, Jennifer Branch and I, when we first set up 501 and 503 last year, we tried very hard to coordinate due dates and discussion and activity weeks so that you didn't have too many weeks where you had things due in both classes. So for those of you that are taking two classes, that's why we have some weeks where you don't have activities in one class where you might have activities in another. So we were pretty deliberate about that. It doesn't mean you won't be busy, but it does mean that hopefully there aren't too many weeks where you've got lots of things happening in both classes. So make use of this time, take advantage of this week off. Feel free to post and email and ask questions and keep connected to the class, but you aren't required to be on e-class 4503 and posting very much over these next few days. So I think that's it for me for week number 2. I will again post a week 3 announcement next Sunday. But in the meantime, if you have questions or concerns, feel free to post them to eClass. I will be checking daily, even though we have no discussion. And certainly feel free to email me if anything comes up. I think that's it for me. Have a great week 2 of the fall semester, and I will talk to you all soon. Thanks.